Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome to NASCAR America at Home. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. And with me is crew chief Steve Letarte and the mayor, Jeff Burton. Guys, NASCAR visited Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. And after a day-long delay, we finally got to see some great racing. But before that, I think one of the most powerful moments that I've seen in our sport in a long time for Bubba Wallace, the sport came together to show support of him. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. We did have a really exciting race. Let's talk about that. Lots of usual suspects up at the front of this one. But Talladega, it's always been a place for the underdogs to shine.
It was a great race. But I think we can't get into the race without talking about the start. You mentioned it. A moment of solidarity with the drivers pushing Bubba Wallace's number 43 at the front of the grid, him standing next to the King, Richard Petty, with his drivers behind them, saluting the flag for the national anthem. It was a moment, Jeff, that struck me emotionally. I think I needed that moment in this time of unknown. I wanted Bubba Wallace to feel supported, and watching that made me feel good about the sport. It made me feel proud to be a part of the sport. And then, Jeff, he took that emotion, as he has week in and week out, and is up there dicing for the lead at Talladega.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Yeah, it was fun to see, and he's done that. You know, we talked about that earlier, how since we've come back from, you know, come back to racing, Bubba Wallace has been running his best that he's run and under all this pressure. So it was great to see the solidarity, the rejection of hate by the drivers and by the team members. I thought that was awesome. Led to an incredible race. You know, Team Penske, how about those guys? I mean, they decide they're going to work together. They're going to do whatever it takes. They stay lined up. They just showed incredible speed. I think by far they had the fastest cars on the racetrack. And obviously Ryan Blaney winning a race. But the speed that Penske showed, I thought was incredible. Ryan just extremely patient, sat back there, saved his fuel. And then that last lap, I mean, good Lord, I didn't know who won the race. It was so close. Wrecking across the start-finish line. I don't – that package, you know, that package that they came with, that was an incredible package. It created really good racing. From the time they dropped the green flag, it was good racing, and it was just a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm with you. I felt like that the the Penske organization showed a lot of control in the race in stage one and stage two. But if if we pay attention to who won those stages, Tyler Reddick, he drives up there and wins stage one. We know he came into this race 17th in points. We talked about it on the show in the past, of how he's one of the guys we think might be able to sneak into this playoff if he doesn't even, you know, he might even win a race and not have to sneak into it. But getting those points, those stage points, are critical to that guy moving forward. So an incredible moment for him in the race. And also in stage two, there was more Penske control. They get toward the front of the field, control the race at the front. But then you have a late charge from Stenhouse working with Kyle Busch. And Stenhouse wildly crosses the finish line and gets the stage win and takes even more critical playoff points from that Penske organization. Then in stage three, everything got so shook up with strategy. A lot of teams were on such different strategies, and everybody needed to save. Nobody wanted to lead the race because nobody could make it on fuel. So that really took the race out of the hands of the Penske cars. But that speed that you mentioned, Jeff, that's what prevailed in my mind at the end. That final restart, there was great organization on the outside with Harvick and Buescher. And I felt like that, dang, they've won the race with this perfect restart and this great organization on the outside line. They have won this race. But that 12 car, it's just too fast. And he had the aggression of Stenhouse pushing him to the victory. That combination just couldn't be beat. And, yeah, it was wild to see him coming across the line every which way, up sideways. The only thing we were missing was somebody upside down at the end of that race coming across that finish line.
Yeah, the start-finish line shot had Eric Aroma backwards. He was, like, backing his thing into the finish line. So you mentioned Ryan Blaney. Guys, listen, if you're going to win at a play track, you have to beat Denny Hamlin and or Ryan Blaney. Those are the two. Go back to Talladega last year. Who's in the picture? The 11 and the 12. Go back to the Daytona 500 this year. Who's in the picture? The 11 and the 12. Go to Talladega this year. I thought the 11 had some big run coming on the top. It didn't materialize. He still somehow found his way to fourth, but the 12 was there. We see this with Plate Racing Junior. You were the guy. Once you had something figured out with whatever the package, you dominated for a length of time. I'm not sure what that is. This is a new rules package, a little bit of a tweak. But once again, Ryan Blaney, you mentioned the speed of the Penske cars, and that's real. But Ryan Blaney, him himself, found a way to control this race and that run through the trial with Jeff. I didn't know. I actually thought Eric Jones had a chance to win it. I think in my mind, what I loved best about what I saw at Talladega was good cars mattered, good strategies mattered, good drivers mattered. I know the fans are going to get mad at me, but some of these packages punch such a big hole. It just seems like it's a glob of cars. And I don't want to call it lucky, but fortunate. The fortunate car gets the momentum and he wins the race. This package was nothing like this. This reminded me, there was a lot of two wide, he got three wide at the end. But right, Jeff, those runs, you had to back up, get a run, use your run, understand when to take the run. It was more of a chess game, which I enjoyed for more of a speedway race.
Yeah, you know, Junior, you mentioned you're nervous watching a race, and that's because you and I have been out there knowing how aggressive you have to be. And I say that because think about that move that Blaney made on Eric Jones coming to the start-finish line. I mean, that's a move that Eric Jones is probably, you know, on his way home right now, and he's not happy, right? He had a great chance to win the race, and, you know, he's sitting there thinking, hey, I mean, the guy ran all over me, and I wrecked. You know what I mean? So that's Talladega. Unfortunately, if you're going to win these races, you're going to have to be real aggressive. You know, when they drop the green flag with a two-lap restart, that always makes me nervous because you know what's coming, right? But, you know, I feel bad for Eric Jones, to be blunt, because he's sitting there with a great shot to win a race, and it just seems like almost every time in Eric Jones' race, something happens, right? Something goes on where it knocks him out of a shot to win a race, but he is not happy right now, I have a feeling.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, he's won his share of races, though, at these plate tracks in the past couple of years. But you're right. It's never fun being on that end of it. One thing that I observed in those final few moments come to the checkered flag was Blaney, as he's making the move to throw these blocks, he knows that he's putting himself in harm's way. He's taking a real gamble, and he knows that this could get him turned around, but he's willing to do that. But at the same time, from what I observed, he didn't block the entire track. He left a little bit of room on the bottom. And then when he comes up the racetrack, he left a little bit of room on the outside. Not enough room for two cars, but there was enough room. He didn't block the entire track. His blocks weren't too offensive in my mind. But, you know, if you want to win the race, you got to be willing to take some risks. And it worked out for him. Incredible job by Stenhouse. One of the guys, he is one of the most aggressive guys on the racetrack in these plate races. It bites him sometimes, but I tell people that come to me to get advice about how to plate race, take every run you get. That's a guy that takes every run he gets and uses it, does something with it, whether it's push somebody or uses it to pass a car. And those people are fun to watch. So he put on a show today.
So, guys, I got one more thing. It didn't matter because Jones was back in the picture, but okay, I have yet to see this double line rule enforced this way. I only bring it up because I think they got caught kind of being sneaky. The 20 looked like he was trying to let his Toyota teammate in. He catches him on the front bumper. The 20 then gets down below the yellow line. Like, what are your thoughts? You guys, I'm asking you. You were the two that had to drive and figure that rule out on the racetrack. Were you surprised he got penalized for, quote, forcing a person below the double yellow line?
I was surprised because
– I was too.
You know, My interpretation of that rule is if you block somebody to try to keep from passing you and you shove them below the yellow line, that's when they're going to penalize you. He was just trying to get in line. Like, they were trying to work together. I mean, listen, the rule is the rule, and they called it by the letter of the rule. I just can't say that I've seen or I remember seeing it called like that. It probably has been. I just don't remember it. But I was surprised they made that call.
Yeah, I was surprised too because – I believe Erik Jones was trying to get in front of the 95 and that they had made a deal prior to the restart. That's that, you know, Christopher was trying to accomplish what they had agreed to and just was a little too eager in doing that. You might expect NASCAR to take that into consideration and maybe not penalize them, but maybe because it became such a dangerous situation, they felt like that it was necessary to do something. He did force him below the line. They say that in the driver's meeting. You could be penalized either way, so be ready. And it happened today, and I guess they'll be more careful going forward.
The concern I've got is what happens when we go to Daytona and two cars are racing on the back straightaway and they hit and one of them goes below the yellow line. You know what I mean? Like, there's contact that created the below the yellow line. I don't know. That was a tough call.
Yeah.
Now, well, it never disappoints. I had a blast, Junior. It was great to watch. You mentioned your nerves. I was nervous. Listen, all the guys that were Ty Dillon, 12th. We have Corey LaJoy up there, 16th. So many different players. But I'll tell you, probably behind the cool start of the race with Bubba Wallace, the other thing that I've been missing, some fans. I'm telling you, when Blaney got out of the car and I heard some fans cheering, man, that sounded good.
Yeah, it sure did. It was a pretty exciting race. Started off with a lot of emotion as a sport surrounded Bubba Wallace, and we all came together for a great message. And then we saw a really good race. I didn't anticipate maybe seeing as much action as we saw throughout the day, but it was wonderful. Great event at Talladega Speedway. Next weekend, we move on to Pocono, guys. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for tuning in to NASCAR America at Home.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.